Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is good that we do not see Christ. It is good that he does not visibly walk among us, performing miracles and teaching. If he had remained among us visibly, the Holy Spirit would not have come, and we would not be saved. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. The Son is eternally begotten of the Father from eternity. The Holy Spirit eternally proceeds from the Father and the Son. The Son is the Word of God. The Spirit is the breath of God. Unlike our breath, which quickly fades away, the breath that is the Holy Spirit is eternal and substantial. Unlike our breath, which does not possess the attributes of our person, God's breath is a person equal to him in all things. The result of this eternal proceeding is the temporal sending, which Jesus speaks about today. Christ could not send him if the Spirit did not proceed from him. But also, Christ could not send him if he did not go to the Father. Do you see how beautifully Christ speaks of his cross? He calls it going to the Father, for he desires that we look upon it with the eyes of faith, and see it as his great triumph and glory, the center of all human history. Everything led up to it, and everything flows from it. For on that cross, man was reconciled to God as divine blood splattered the ground below. Sin is paid for, hell is quenched, the grave is opened, and heaven is ready to receive you as sons and daughters of the King. With great fanfare, trumpets, and honor, heaven will welcome you into its gates. All because Christ has died for you. And so if Christ did not return to the Father, that is, if he did not die, the Holy Spirit could not be sent to you, and you would not be saved. His death wins the sending of the Holy Spirit. Now understand, he was given in the Old Testament. He alone works faith. The way of salvation has not changed. Salvation by grace through faith alone. But the way God gives that salvation has changed. Today he pours out his Holy Spirit in the fullest of measures. We are cleansed by him, anointed by him, and filled with him in holy baptism. So these blessed waters reveal the Holy Spirit to us in great clarity and detail. He drowns us. He raises us up as a new creation in Christ. The old is gone, the new has come. Abraham was not baptized, but you are. Through these waters, you know him personally and intimately. But he does not seek his own glory. He glorifies Christ by taking the salvation of Calvary and giving it to you. He can do his work because Christ has done his work. He can give us salvation because Christ has won us salvation. He would have nothing to give to us if Christ had not died on the cross to take away our sins and won for us the forgiveness of all of our sins. And so Christ sends him into the world in the most clear and fullest of measures, united with water, so that you might be saved. The Old Testament lived in types and shadows, but you live in the reality. For how else could you be saved? You were born in the image of your father, Adam. He defied God and ate. He lost God's image and gained sin. Before the fall, he desired to do the will of God. After the fall, he desired to sin. This is how you were born. You did not sit on the fence. You were not innocent or neutral. You couldn't choose between God or the devil, between good or evil. By nature, you hated God and fought against him. Your sole purpose was to finish what Adam started and to set yourself up as God and Lord. Sin was your joy. You may have been religious, but you had the wrong religion. You may have been spiritual, but even the demons are spirits. And so Christ sent his Holy Spirit to convict you of sin, the sin of unbelief. And Christ still sends his Holy Spirit to you to convict you of sin. We want to say that our biggest problem is our quick anger, our selfishness, our laziness, our foul mouth, things we say that we continue need to work on so we can live a better life. But the Holy Spirit says that your biggest problem is this sinful flesh and the unbelief which flows from it. If we feared love and trusted in God at all times, we would never sin. If we kept the first commandment, we'd never break the others. God's will would be our will. We sin because we doubt God's goodness. Unbelief is the chief sin, hidden in the heart. You can't see it, you can't detect it. The Holy Spirit must expose it and the fallen flesh that it clings to. He must show us how strong and wicked our sinful nature is. It's a cancerous parasite that sticks with us until we leave this earth. So how can you be saved when you are born in sin? Salvation cannot come from within you. The Spirit also says, you were dead in your sins. A dead person cannot give himself life. He cannot choose to live. He has not even 1 ounce of life within him. If he did, he would not be dead, but alive. And so salvation and faith are utterly beyond your grasp, your power, your working, your desires. There is nothing you can say, do, or give in order to get it. It must begin and end outside of us. That is why the Spirit takes what is Christ's and declares it to you. He convicts you of your feigned righteousness to give you the righteousness of Christ. He preaches and you are changed. He makes you completely different than what you were. You were dead, he makes you alive. You were unwilling, he makes you willing. You were unbelieving, he gives you faith. Through holy baptism, the Spirit has revealed himself and has reconciled you to God and made you his children. Once you were in darkness, now you were in light. Once you were slaves to sin, now you serve the living God. He tore out your desire to sin and gave you the very heart of God. St. James instructs us that every good and perfect gift comes down from above. And what better gift have you received than this outpouring of the Holy Spirit? He could perform miracles and give visions and allow you to speak in tongues, but that is not his work, his primary work. His mission, Christ says, is to convict the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment. That is, to preach law and gospel, to take the blessings of Christ and give them to you so that sinners might die as blood-bought saints. Because you will die. But do not fear it, for death is nothing more than what Jesus said, going to the Father. How boldly you can face death with confidence, unafraid, and head lifted high, for you are certain that your dear Father will send his chariots and horses of fire to whisk you away to his side. Like Christ, we must look beyond death, beyond the grave, even beyond the decayed body. We must realize that death is the entry to our Heavenly Father and the entry to our eternal glory. Even the process of dying is nothing more than our blessed trip to God. That is why Christ said, "It is to your advantage that I go away." For his death equipped the Holy Spirit to bring you Jesus, to fill you with life, so that you too may have a blessed trip to the Father. How blessed are you, children of God, that God should pour out his Holy Spirit on you. For Christ has gone to the Father. The promises are fulfilled. Salvation is won. He was crucified, but he is raised and ascended. You do not see him, but the hope, joy, and peace of his death and resurrection fills you. And Christ will continue to send his Holy Spirit to you, to fill you with the blessings of his cross, so that you may close your eyes confident that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.